How can you achieve and maintain business growth? Harvard Business School Executive Education is now accepting applications for our new program, Driving Profitable Growth. Taking place in Boston from October 25th through the 28th, this program focuses on business expansion and organizational growth strategies that can lead your company into the future. Learn more about this three-day program for senior leaders by visiting hbs.me/growth. That's hbs.me/growth.
For this Saturday, March 31st, 2012. I'm your host, Chris G, and we'll be on the air for the next 60 minutes talking about the Montreal Canadiens. We just heard what the big news was of the week. It was announced on Thursday morning. Pierre Gauthier was relieved from his duties, and Bob Gainey stepped down as a counselor with the team. Give us a call. Phone lines are open for the entire hour. 1-877-455-4945 is the phone number. Give us your comments on the Pierre Gauthier firing. Tell us who you think will be the next Canadiens head coach or anything related. Don't be shy. Or you can send me a tweet at ChrisG1980, and we'll be reading your tweets throughout the program. Joining me now on the podcast, back once again, Mr. Reggie. Welcome back, Reg.
Glad to be back, and I'd like to welcome back the third member, Mr. Lapis. Thank you very much for being back, because I couldn't deal with it anymore, doing the show with Chris only. He was driving me nuts.
I am glad to hear your soothing voice once again, Mr. Reggie. Unfortunately, I have to put up with Mr. Chris's voice, and that's the only bad part about coming back to the show.
Oh, well. Can't win them all.
No.
And just a reminder that George served his 2-week suspension off the high efficiency. So let's see if he'll behave.
My suspension for hot and far away from here.
So the hot news of the week for the Montreal Canadiens, like we said, was the firing of Pierre Gauthier. And we'll start with you, Mr. Lapis. Initial comments on the firing. Were you surprised?
The first thing I'm going to say is you're welcome. And the reason for that is, as you may or may not know, I'm connected with Mr. Molson on LinkedIn, and I have been putting pressure on him to make this move, and finally he listened to me, and he did the right thing. Pierre Gauthier had to go. We all knew that Pierre Gauthier had to go. We cannot rebuild the team with this man, and I'm just filled with joy this afternoon. If the Montreal Canadiens were a ship and it was sinking, let's just say the hole got plugged and we're draining out the water as we speak.
Greg?
Well, I mean, Mr. Lapis summed it up. It was long overdue, and the whole process was kind of funny, but I'll save that for later during the show. But it was obvious that Mr. Gauthier had to go. It couldn't be stated any clearer than what the management team for the Montreal Canadiens, I mean, Mr. Molson, had to do what he had to do, and then that get rid of him.
And it was the next obvious step that had to happen. Assistant coach got fired at the beginning of the season. Then the head coach.
Coach, yeah.
So then, like, what's left? Is the general manager is the next person to go. And, well, Mr. Molson, why did you fire Per Gauthier?
This organization has had the most success of any hockey organization in the history of the National Hockey League. And if you look back over the years, we've had some great moments. We've had some success, but we haven't been at the level that our organization needs to be, which is one of the best. And that's the primary reason.
So those are the reasons the team didn't go to where Jeff Molson was expecting them to go. George, he said the team has gone through some good times and some bad times. What are some good times that you remember with Pierre Gauthier as general manager of the team?
I guess making it to the conference finals, but that was really when Pierre Gauthier became general manager halfway through the season, so it was really more Bob Gainey's work. Besides that, not much. But if you want to talk about globally as a whole, Bob Gainey and Pierre Gauthier, there were a few occasions where we eliminated the Boston Bruins in the playoff series. There was that one season where we finished first in the East. But besides that, it's been more negative moments than positive moments. And it's time for a change.
So, Reg, do you think this year Canadiens' 15th place in the Eastern Conference is the lowest that the team has been under the Pierre Gauthier and Bob Gainey regime?
Well, the numbers don't lie, Chris. I'd have to say yes. I mean, when you're 15th in the conference, I mean, how low can you go? And, folks, it's not a slogan. Please do not put that on any T-shirts. There's a copyright on it. I've been saying it for years. But, I mean, how low can you go? Something had to be done. And I hate to say I told you so, but it was breaking news here on Habs 360. It seems to me like a few weeks back, we came up with an article, if you remember, Chris and Mr. Lapis, saying that they had relieved Mr. Gauthier of all his power. So basically, he wasn't calling any shots anymore. And it seems like Mr. Molson came out and tried to kill that fire. But basically, what he did was just confirm the inevitable. So for those of you who listen to Habs 360 and think that we don't have important breaking news to give you, well, you heard it here first. We had called this weeks and weeks ago. Gauthier was out even before he was out officially, courtesy of us.
And George, are you surprised that Bob Gainey stepped down from his current position?
No, I'm not surprised. I mean, Bob Gainey, some people might criticize the work that he did, but I truly feel that from the moment he lost his daughter in that tragic accident, his heart wasn't in it anymore. And from that moment, I sincerely believe Pierre Gauthier was sort of calling the shots, even though Bob Gainey was still general manager. And I think Bob Gainey, it's good for him. He can relax, and he could, retire in peace. I mean, Bob Gainey, I have nothing but good things to say about him. He was a world-class athlete, a warrior for this organization, a winner, and he will be missed, but it was his time to go.
No, it was, and Mr. Lattis, I have to second you on that. It was a sad moment when his daughter died, and I also had the feeling that he lost that spark. He lost that that drive, and given the professional that he was, I guess he felt that he couldn't just walk away, but unfortunately, I mean, it seemed that the situation that he was dealing with was way out of his control, and it sort of affected his work. And well, you know what, he deserves to be sent home on the sunset of his career. You know, so like you said, Mr. Lapis, only good things I have, good memories also of him as a player and as a GM as well.
1-877-455-4945 is our phone number. So, Mr. Molson, how did the conversation with Bob Gainey go?
At the same time, when I had this discussion with him, he wants us to do better as well. And if it requires him deciding that, you know what, maybe it's a good time for me to back off a little bit, that's because he believes it's the right thing for the organization, and that's what he did.
So Bob Gainey said it was the best thing that for the organization. That's why he left. George, do you think? Okay, well, let's start with you, Reg, because you seem to have some doubts. Do you really think that Bob Gainey stepped down, or do you think he was asked politely to leave?
Well, the reason why I'm saying is because I'm sure Mr. Molson, during that meeting, left the door open and sort of made Gainey stand up. And as he was walking, he had his hand behind his back saying, "You've done a good job. Thank you very much." But unfortunately, I'm not sure if it was a pat on the back that he was giving Mr. Gainey, but he was probably pushing him towards the exit. So because they have so much respect for Mr. Gainey, they're not going to say they fired him. So I think they gracefully showed him the exit.
So George, you think it was a firing in disguise?
I mean, possibly. Probably Jeff Molson told him, look, Bob, you're a special consultant to Pierre Gauthier. Pierre Gauthier is no longer with the team, therefore you are redundant. And I think Gainey at that point got that message.
Pretty much.
But at the same time, you can't say that Bob Gainey doesn't care about the Montreal Canadiens. I know that it probably seems like the disguise firing, but Bob Gainey, think about it, even though when he was a player, I don't ask what year it was, but there was one year where he actually played a playoff game, if I'm not mistaken, with two separated shoulders. So that shows that he cares. When he was a general...
I'm just saying his Molson told him, you're a consultant to Pierre Gauthier. Pierre Gauthier is no longer with the organization, therefore you are redundant. And Bob Gainey got the message.
Yeah, but the thing is, at least, you know what? I'll give Mr. Molson credit. Of all the blunders they did throughout the year, that was the one smart thing they did, and that is to let Mr. Gainey walk away with grace and with honor. Because as you could tell, guys, the Montreal Canadiens' image throughout the National Hockey League took a whipping, a beating this year. And that's what Mr. Molson is trying to repair, and that was a step in the right direction. You couldn't just have fired him and come out in the press and say that. I don't think that would have that wouldn't have looked good. So they said to us, the media and the public, he stepped down.
And I'm sure Bob Gainey is a former member of the Montreal Canadiens. Gainey, he's still respected by the fans. I don't think any fan will tell you that they don't like Bob Gainey. There is a small minority. So I'm sure you'll still see Bob Gainey around as an ambassador to the team, going maybe to like a charity event, anything, some kind of event representing the Canadiens. So at least this way, like you said, Reg, you know, he looks a lot better than saying he got fired by the team.
Yep, indeed.
1-877-455-4945 is the phone number. We're going to go now to the Habs 360 hotline, where Habs Retweet is joining us on line one. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Hello, hello. Can I start with a little song, please?
Go ahead.
Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Hey, goodbye. Oh man, it feels great.
So let me guess, you're happy.
Sorry?
So let me guess, you're happy about that announcement.
I'm not just happy, I'm ecstatic. Ever since Pierre Gauthier has been in charge, people will say he's done a few nice moves, he's got Cole, he signed Price. That wasn't him. That was all predestined already. That was all already in the team's plans. But the fact that he's out, finally we're going to have our team back. I felt so happy inside when I heard the news. I had a huge smile on my face. I'm like, finally, we're going to find back our old school team back. We're going to find our players back. We're going to find a little something new with the team. You have no idea how rich our team is. Not rich in terms of money only, but rich in terms of the history behind our team, the type of players that played with the team, the heart that they still have for the team. And with Pierre Gauthier, they were all pushed aside. We never saw any, other than the centennial celebrations, we've never seen any of the old school players around the team. We had Jean Béliveau, but, you know, God be with him. He's still sick, getting better. But we didn't see anybody. I felt like they were all pushed aside. The silent treatment that he used to give us, he wasn't there. We're going to live something new, I think, from now on.
And the silent treatment wasn't only from him. He prevented the assistant coaches from talking. He was preventing all sorts of people from talking to the media. And talking to the media is pretty much talking to us, the fans. And Pierre Gauthier, I think, put a barrier on everybody.
Oh, that's for sure. And it was awful. We just go back a few years back. We used to have GMs that used to talk and used to be on the spot and used to tell us what was happening. And the media, even the media, they were close to the information. The media, you listen to the radio, they would tell you, we're not sure, it's only rumors. And when they break something up, right away the Habs would come and cover it up and try to find a solution. And it was a big scam was behind all of this, if I could say. But finally, we're going to find our team back.
Who are you expecting? Sorry, let me ask the question differently. You're Jeff Molson right now. Who's your man?
My move. Okay, first of all, I think that picking Serge Savard as an ally to build the team is already a great move because he's showing that we want to bring back the tradition. We want to bring back Stanley Cups. He's won the last two Stanley Cups with us, and he's going to bring it back. So, first of all, this is giving hope to us, the fans. I think that the fact that Savard is not—he's not the man to be there because he's been away from hockey for a while. But he knows what a good quality GM can look like, what he has to see in him. He's been in that seat. He knows what he has to get, and I think that's a very smart move by Jeff Molson because he's got the mentality of a GM since he's been one. And I'm pretty sure that we'll see old school Habs players there. We'll see something new in the coming years. I'm sure we're going to see more older players. We're going to see people helping out with the team, coming a defense coach, for example, an ex-defenseman. We're going to see moves like that with the Habs. Who it's going to be, I can care less. Right now, we have to put our confidence in the hands of the people who are taking that decision. For sure, they're going to make they're going to look at the team's best interest in every single level, every single task. No matter who we choose, people are going to complain. But at the end of the day, they have no choice but to pick the team's best interest by choosing the best GM out there.
And one last question before we let you go. At what point did, in your mind, did Pierre Gauthier have to go?
I don't know why he was there at the first place. That's all I have to say.
Ouch.
That's loud and clear.
It's as simple as that. There's no point of having a guy that for the past 10 years, it's been an interchangeable seat. You had Gainey and Pierre Gauthier as an assistant, and then they switched the seats and told us, oh, we have a new GM. It was the same BS, but with new, like a different head at the top. But it was the same type of decisions. They rebuilt the team 2-3 times during that period. They failed 2-3 times during that period. So there's no point in keeping any of them. And there was no point in... I think that... You know who hurt the team the most? George Gillette. Because he sold the team at a point where the team was already stumbling. And it created this whole chaos around it. Because we had to choose a GM right away. We had to... And the team was failing. Kovalev, Koivu's signatures, they were pending, not knowing what we were going to do with them. And all of this through Gillette selling the team. And Molson was placed in a very difficult position right away. So he couldn't take an immediate decision. But by being there for the past 2 years, now he knows what he has to do, and now he knows what he has to do for the team's best interest.
So think about Gillette actually made the right business decision. Or if we're talking about just business, I guess he sold the right hand.
I hope it's in the right hand, and I hope we're going to see something better on the ice from now on.
All right, thank you very much for joining us. Have a few tweets. It was a great call.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Thank you, too.
Bye.
Take care.
1-877-455-4945 is the phone number. If you want to call in, don't be shy. Let us know what you think or what you see being the next general manager of the Montreal Canadiens. So my next question to Mr. Molson, I was about to say Mr. Gillette, is who will help you and what will be the priorities for the organization?
In our search for our next general manager, I've retained Serge Savard to act as my advisor on this matter. Our priorities as an organization moving forward are as follows. To improve our team at every level. To reestablish a winning culture for the long term. To give our fans what they deserve, the best possible product on the ice. And establish stability in all areas of our organization.
So that's pretty clear, right? As a priority. So basically, he wants to build a winner.
Pretty much. I mean, he has no choice now, does he?
He does in this market, in the Montreal where we live in. That's what we want. We want a winning team. Hockey is our... I don't know if passion is a strong enough word.
No, Chris. Passion isn't. It's a religion, okay? Religion.
Yeah, you're right. It probably is a better word to use. So, Mr. Molson, what is the strategy?
Many fans have asked what the strategy is. It's one thing, and it's one thing only, to have a winning organization. Just qualifying for the playoffs cannot be our goal or our standard. Not for this team, not for this organization. This organization going forward must set its sights on competing for the game's ultimate prize every season, and no lesser standard should be accepted. Our fans and our tradition demand nothing less than this.
So George, the expectation, Mr. Molson says, is competing for the Stanley Cup. Is that a realistic target for the next general manager with the way the team is right now?
Yes. When you compete in the NHL, it's to win the Stanley Cup. If you don't win the Stanley Cup, then you failed. Previous administrations would say, well, let's make the playoffs first, and then we'll see. No, that's not acceptable. And finally, Mr. Molson has come out and said that is not acceptable. We have to compete for the Stanley Cup. The objective is to win the Stanley Cup. Chris, when you play a round of golf, your objective is to put the white ball in the hole in as few shots as possible. That's your objective. Not, oh, if I can get a 5-over par, no, that's not good enough. You have to aim for a hole-in-one every time.
Rex?
He's right. I'm even surprised you're asking me to comment, because, I mean, Mr. Lapa said it. If you're not competing for the Stanley Cup every year, then what are you doing? What are you doing?
But with the team that they have right now, with the roster that they have, is it realistic to say, example, that, you know, next season we want to compete for the Cup? Is it a realistic goal for a new general manager to come in right now and have that as an objective?
Yeah, Chris, then why hire a general manager? Why play the game? I'm going to, you know what, I never thought I'd do this, but I'm going to quote the former New York Jets coach, okay, Herm Edwards. And I think you know what press conference I'm referring to. He said, we play the game to win. We play the game to win. If you're not here to win, then go home. And how many teams that you've seen in the NHL that 1 year they're not so good, they're bad, and the next they make the playoffs, they're on a hot streak, bang, they win the Stanley Cup. How many times? Did you think that a few years back in 04, that the Tampa Bay Lightning would win the Stanley Cup? No. No one thought so. How about the Carolina Hurricanes when they rode Cam Ward? No, nobody thought they would win the Stanley Cup. So every single team in the NHL has a chance to win the Stanley Cup. It's whether you want it or not. You play the game to win. You heard it here first.
And if you don't win, you make the necessary adjustments to win it the following year.
Thank you.
Keep trying. If at first you don't succeed, try again.
And you know what, Mr. Lapis? I am very happy that you're back, because you seem to stimulate the conversation and you bring very good points. Let me tell you why Mr. Molson sort of had to do all this shakeup this year, because let's face it, guys. The Montreal Canadiens have been in a shambles during the past decade, okay? And Mr. Molson, in that press conference, if you could read between the lines, he admitted that his focus was not on the Montreal Canadiens. Now, he's refocused to bring this franchise where it used to be, okay? Because, let's face it, guys, this guy was humiliated when he bought back the Montreal Canadiens at the price that George Gillette sold them to. Because, let's think about it. This guy sells his team to a foreigner, to an American on top of that. The Montreal Canadiens are the prize franchise of Canada. We are the best team in NHL history. It's proven. Now, he sells it to this guy, and then a couple of years later, the smart businessman that Mr. Gillette is, he sells it back to the same owner, to the previous owner, for $100 million more. I don't know about you guys, but that does not make good business sense. And when he takes back the team, look at what condition the team is now. No, I mean, it's ridiculous. Yes, it was time that Mr. Molson put his focus where it needed to be, and that is the Montreal Canadiens. And if he doesn't know how to bring back the Montreal Canadiens to the status to where they are, hire someone that does. Because obviously he doesn't have good business skills if he got swindled by George Gillette. Bring someone in that has hockey sense to help him bring back the Montreal Canadiens to where they are. To where they were.
1-877-455-4945 is the phone number. So, Mr. Molson, what did you think of the timing of the firing of Pern 90 minutes before the game? Jacques Martin, the head coach, fired on game day, and Marco Camilleri traded during the game.
That every effort that we've made this year has been to try and improve the team's performance this year. And timing, unfortunately, sometimes timing doesn't play in your favor. But it is extremely important in our organization to have respect for everyone from training staff to the general manager.
So, timing doesn't work in his favor, so he said all those things were done in hopes of making the team better. Is that just Molson not throwing Pierre Gauthier under the bus?
Well, I mean, guys, what more do you want this guy to do this season? I mean, I think it would have been petty from him if he had thrown Pierre Gauthier under the bus. I mean, the Montreal Canadiens, as far as marketing point of view, this has got to be one of the worst seasons for the Montreal Canadiens around the National Hockey League in a while, or probably ever. I've never seen the Montreal Canadiens take a beating like that, not only on the ice, as far as the players and the games we lost, but in public view and around the league. I mean, guys, we were the laughing stock of the National Hockey League. The language thing, firing coach after coach during games, players during games. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, it seems like it was, you know, like, you remember what Gretzky said about the New Jersey Devils back in the day? He called them a Mickey Mouse franchise. We look like a Mickey Mouse franchise this year, the Montreal Canadiens. It's disgraceful. They need to right that ship. And it's, anyway.
Well,
I'm out of words. I'm out of words.
And Molson couldn't throw Ghost under the bus because a lot of these moves were approved by Molson himself.
Exactly.
So he would look back. So I guess he realized the error of his ways and is trying to do something about it, which is refreshing.
Yeah, exactly.
And talking about Reds, what you said before, that was the laughing stock of the league. You know, you're not the first person to say that this season. And I sort of had my doubts because I was thinking, you know what, you know, here in Montreal or Quebec or whatever, you know, we pay super attention to the Montreal Canadiens, to every move. So I'm probably thinking, like, you know what, outside of here, probably nobody cares or nobody notices these kind of things. But this week on Twitter, there's actually somebody from New York that I follow, who he sent out a tweet and said, well, Pierre Gauthier got fired, so I guess the Canadiens will be looking for the best person who speaks French, not the best person to do the best job.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And he's right. You see how pitiful it is. The guy hit it right on the nail. I mean, this is ridiculous, man. I mean, well, since when are you going to sacrifice your profits or team success for politics? And that's exactly what the Montreal Canadiens have been doing during the past decade, you know? Sad state of affairs, man.
So one thing that I was actually, I wasn't shocked about the news that Pierre Gauthier got fired, like we've been talking about here on Happy 64 for a couple of weeks. But I was sort of surprised of when it happened. So actually on Thursday morning when the news came out, it was broken by Darren Gregg of TSN. I was shocked that it happened then at that moment. So, Mr. Molson, why did the firing happen now and not at the end of the season?
Yeah, the timing of this decision, why today, when it was 100% sure, when we were mathematically eliminated from a chance to play in the playoffs, I decided that it was the right moment to announce this decision. Before that, to increase the potential instability that we've had this year by doing something, but when we actually still had a chance to make the playoffs, would have been a mistake. And second of all, we have a lot of work to do. We're going to go through a rigorous process to select the best possible GM for this market, and we now have 10 more days to get that job done.
So Jeff Molson was waiting for the team to be officially, I guess, eliminated from the playoffs. Well, Mr. Molson, I respect you, but if you would have been listening to Habs 360, we would have told you this you would have known by the holidays that we announced it here first that the Canadiens weren't making the playoffs, so you could have made a decision back then. George, were you surprised with the timing?
I was. I honestly thought he was going to wait to the end of the season, but I'm happy he did it sooner rather than later, because the new general manager has to prepare for the draft, has to prepare for the free agency season, and he has some contracts, some upcoming free agents that he needs to worry about. So I guess that will give him a little more time, but this should have been done around the holidays, as we were saying it. Maybe the new general manager could have had time to do something by the trade deadline to replace this team. But, there's no point crying over spilt milk now, is there?
No, there isn't. But you could point the fingers at all the things that went wrong. And trust me, I will right now. Here goes. what kind of an organization, number one, fires the assistant coach before or during a game? Number one, what kind of organization fires a coach before or during a game? Number three, what kind of organization trades a player in the middle of a game, for crying out loud? And secondly, like you guys said, we broke it here first. We pretty much knew here at Habs 360 that Jeff Molson was pulling all the strings and he was just using Pierre Gauthier as a puppet. Now, is there a reason, since he has business skills, okay, that he could not identify the problem and he was trying to pick and choose the solutions? Because, I mean, let's face it, the order that he took to take care of things is kind of weird, and I'll explain what I mean. You fire the assistant coach, and then you fire the coach, and then you fire the general manager. I mean, what, you're juggling? You're not sure who to fire? I mean, come on. This is ridiculous. You know what? The whole organization is completely lost in shambles. And you know where we've gone? We've gone straight to the bottom. We've tanked. Number 15. And I'm not talking about my shoe size here. I'm not talking about exactly where the Montreal Canadiens are. Number 15 in the conference.
Just relax. Just chill out.
Yeah, chill out, Reg. Like the coach and the assistant coach was panic moves done by Pierre Gauthier trying to save his job. Right?
Really?
So yeah, I don't think Gauthier sort of ran it by Molson, or was mostly like, I'm doing this, I'm just informing you about it. And, you know, Molson still trusted Gauthier, I'm guessing, at that time, and let him go ahead with the moves.
Okay, so I'm sure he trusted Gauthier when he pulled the trigger on the Camilleri trade and pulled him out in the middle of the game, right?
He must have, right? He's a general manager. As the owner of the team, and as the president of the team, you have to trust the people that you have working for you.
Yeah, but Chris, during the season, were we not talking about the fact that we were worried that the Montreal Canadiens would not know when the proper time would be to fire Pierre Gauthier before he does irreversible mistakes? I think we've come to that. I think that's what Mr. Molson did, but he didn't come out and say in the press. He realized his mistake too late, and he fired him 5 or 6 games before the end of the season. Now, that, my friend, is someone that's doing panic moves right there.
Well, I'll go back to what George said. I was surprised about the move that happened now at this time. Sorry, I should clarify that. But I guess an extra 10 days, okay. But if the only reason what he was waiting for was to be mathematically eliminated,
Chris,
that's where
you
I could have
told him that. Chris,
exactly.
Mr. Lapis said it. We could have told him that by Christmas. That could have been our gift to him for Christmas this year. Come on. You know, I'm not Nostradamus here, but I could smell things coming from a mile away when I know it's obvious. And that was obvious.
Hey, Erica.
Hey, guys.
How's it going?
Hey, what's up?
It's going pretty good. We have no more Pierre Gauthier, and hopefully whoever replaces him is going to make the right decisions. Then again, if you ask certain members of the media, maybe not. I don't know.
So were you surprised at the timing of the announcement?
A little bit. I mean, I guess we sort of knew that it was coming, but it was just that kind of thing that, like, you know it's going to happen, but you don't know when. So, you know, when it did happen, because obviously it could have happened at any moment, you were just like, oh, what? He is? He's fired? Really? And then, I don't know about you guys, but I started telling all of my friends as soon as I found out, and everyone was just as shocked as me.
Well, you know what I compare this situation to? You know how probably sometimes you're in class or you're in public, and then you fart a couple of times, and you're just waiting for the stench to come up? Well, that's what happened.
You're very brave for making that comparison, Reggie. Good job.
Well, you know what, Erica? It was kind of easy because, as far as I'm concerned, everything stunk this year. The team, the management, the moves, everything. My nose is clogged because of all that.
Personally, I'm just worried about there potentially being a bigger stink depending on what happens next. Jeff Molson has said that he's going to try and, you know, hire the right person for the job, that he's going to turn things around. But the problem is that there are so many people shouting out so many names, and I don't know about you guys, but they kind of worry me.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys
think
about all these rumors of, you know, oh, this guy should be coach, this guy should be GM? Because personally, I am not okay with the fact that people actually want Patrick Roy to come back.
Not under these circumstances. What do you think, Mr. Lapis?
All right, Erica, let's play a game here. Let's play pretend we're Jeff Molson, and you're Jeff Molson.
Okay.
Who's your man or woman for the job, I guess?
To be honest, I would still have to do my research. I would interview everyone that I could possibly interview. I would take advice from Serge Savard, take advice from pretty much everyone in the organization who I trust to advise me on these things. I would look at their philosophies. I would figure out what is the best thing that I could do for this team as it is right now, and find the people who could do that for me. And to be honest, I don't think that, you know, going after someone who played for the Canadiens and was really, really good back when he played is necessarily going to make the best coach or the best general manager. That's what I would do.
So why wouldn't Patrick Roy be one of those people you'd be calling?
Why wouldn't he be? Because
yeah,
pretty much everyone who wants him to be coach or to be GM or whatever it is that they want, I don't really know because they're just raving like madmen, they don't really have any justifiable reasons to back it up. Like, what do they have to say? Oh, yeah, he has won so many Stanley Cups. Oh, but the Canadians retired his jersey. Oh, but he's French and we love him. Remember 1993? None of these are good enough reasons to hire someone as your coach or your general manager. It doesn't matter how many Stanley Cups he won as a player. It doesn't have any effect on how he would be as an NHL coach. How many games has Patrick Roy won while coaching in the NHL? How many, you guys?
Zero.
Zero. Exactly. Why, yeah, why would we put all of our eggs in this basket? In addition to that, think about his history as a person, as a player, as a coach. The Montreal Canadiens are the kind of team that relies very heavily on good goaltending, and they have that right now. We have Carey Price. He's really good. He's a franchise goaltender. He is nothing like Patrick Roy. He grew up watching him play and, you know, might have had some influences on his playing style, and that's as far as it goes. I want to keep Patrick Roy as far away from Carey Price as possible. They do not have the same character at all, and Patrick Roy would just ruin and corrupt Carey Price. Or he would kick him out and try and play goal himself, or put in his son, and then tell his son to go beat up the other goalie. I'm not even kidding you guys. To be honest, Patrick Roy's like anger management issues and his history of violence. Keep in mind that it's been almost exactly 4 years since he told his son to go beat up the other team's goalie during a QMJHL game. I'm not cool with that. I would prefer to not have someone who has a history of potential domestic abuse, who has a history of, like, rubbing off on his son so that his sons have violent tendencies on the ice. That is the last thing that this or any hockey team needs.
But, Erica, is he worse than us?
Is he worse? Of course he's worse than you guys. Have you guys ever thrown your wives into a door? No.
Well, since I'm the only one with a wife here, I guess I could. The other two can't answer for that. I haven't done it yet, but maybe I'll try it later.
Oh, that's not cool. Your wife is even nicer than you are, so come on, don't do that.
All right, let's get back on topic here. I'm gonna throw a few names at you, Erica, and you
all
tell
right
us what you think. All right.
I'll do my best.
Julien Brisebois.
Julien Brisebois, he knows his stuff, but the problem is that, I mean, look at the way that the Canadians have been going these last few years. He's been a part of it. He probably knows what's wrong, but I don't know if he's the solution to this problem.
Pierre
Maguire. He might know what's wrong, but Pierre, never. Are you kidding? Anyone who says they want Pierre Maguire to be general manager of the Canadians is smoking something that probably cost them a lot of money. Like, No. I literally, since I've only been watching hockey for a few years, as you guys know, I literally asked a coworker who's older than me, has Pierre Maguire ever worked for an NHL team? And when he answered me, the Hartford Whalers, I thought that was a punchline. I didn't know that he was serious. And then I realized the Hartford Whalers have not been an NHL team in almost 20 years. This man has not worked in the NHL in any capacity for almost 20 years. How about it stays that way?
Okay, I'll throw one more name at you.
Go for
it. Let's see, I have a list over here. What about this? This might be interesting. Former Habs general manager, Andre Savard.
I do not know very much about Andre Savard, so I don't know if I'm the right person to answer that question.
All right, do the other two want to shot at it?
Go ahead, Chris.
I could go. Look, Andre Savard was a coach for 3 seasons, if I'm not mistaken, with the Montreal Canadiens, and I don't think that bad of a job with the team. Now he's a scout for Pittsburgh Penguins. I would consider him. I wouldn't throw him away saying that, no, he's not one of my choices, but I would bring him in for an interview if he was interested to come back as general manager of the team.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, all I want to the Montreal Canadiens to do is their due diligence. That's basically all I have to say.
Thanks for joining us, Erica.
Thanks, guys. Go Habs, go.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.
So the phone number is 1-877-455-4945. So let's ask Jeff Molson, what are you looking for in the next general manager?
The most important factor for a general manager is to lead this organization from a hockey perspective. And that's leading the coaching staff, that's leading the recruiting staff, that's leading the players, and to command the ship. It's also extremely important for the general manager to be an excellent communicator, and one that is capable of communicating throughout the entire organization, but also externally. And obviously, the third element, which is difficult to quantify, but that undying desire to win.
So, Tommy, who is listening to the podcast, he is a St. Louis Blues fan. He says, it seems as if you guys care more about and when he says you guys talk about us three and Erica, more about the talent of the coach and the GM, which is good. And basically what he's saying is, do we care about the language of the general manager? So you know what? Let's ask Jeff Molson. Mr. Molson, are you willing to hire a unilingual Anglophone coach? That's our general manager.
You know, the best way I can answer that question right now is that we're going to go through a long process of evaluating all the potential candidates. We're going to narrow it down to the best possible candidates. And all things being equal, it is our preference to have somebody that can speak French. But at the same time, we will never make a decision that will put in jeopardy our chances of being the most successful possible.
So, Reg, I know this question is very sensitive to you, and I know you have an opinion. So the answer that Mr. Molson gave, what do you think of it?
Well, I'll tell you what I think of it. He just said he would never take a decision that might jeopardize the success of the team. Well, guess what, folks? That's what he did for over 10 years, okay? That's exactly what he did. All he would do is hire French-Canadian speaking coaches, and the worst is, he won't even give them a chance. And what I mean by that is, you go through the list of coaches that knew that were perfectly bilingual, they barely got maybe a two-year crack at turning the Montreal Canadiens, and then they get rid of him. And he pretty much did the same thing with the general manager position. Savard won us 2 Stanley Cups. Yes, I give him credit for that. But you know what? It's time to move on. And that's the problem with the Montreal Canadiens, okay? The big problem is they play politics rather than trying to bring success to the franchise, okay? Like, I've been saying this for many, many, many years, and I'll say it again, not because I like hearing my voice, but because I know I'm right. I don't care what language the GM or the coaches speak. I don't care what color their skin are. I don't even care what they eat at night. I don't care what goes down their toilet bowl. I want them to win the Stanley Cup.
But also, George, Jeff Molson said, everything else being equal, they would prefer the general manager being French, speaking French. So he's left the door open, saying that, yes, he is willing to hire a unilingual Anglophone general manager because his goal is to win.
Yeah. Well, languages can be learned. I mean, as we speak, I'm trying to learn some German. I bought a book, German for Dummies.
Da?
It fits the name.
Yeah, exactly. You know, because I'm a dummy, because I come and do this show every week with you. But, I mean, whether he speaks Finnish, German, Dutch, Papiamento, Chinese, English, French, if the man has a sound hockey mind and can bring in the W's, hire the guy.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
So we all agree that in the press conference, Jeff Molson said that, you know what, if things being equal, yes, they would choose somebody who speaks French, but it's not a critical factor, right?
It shouldn't. You don't want to sacrifice wins just to please some slack-jawed yokel in Lac Saint-Jean.
And you know what I'm afraid of, guys? Sorry to cut you off, Chris. I'm afraid that he just said that just so he could appease the press and look good. Does he really mean it? That's another question.
That is another question. And where I was going with this, later on that same day, Serge Savard, who will be counseling Jeff Molson, said on RDS TV that, don't get me wrong, the next general manager will speak French.
Oh, boy.
So that's two different answers, right? Jeff Molson saying that, you know what, all things being equal, yes, we would prefer somebody that can speak French, but it's not critical. And Serge Savard saying the next general manager will speak French. So that's not a good sign, right? These two guys seem to be in disagreement.
No, it's not in disagreement. They're not on the same page. One's saying something else. The other is saying something. This does not smell good right from the get-go, guys. Oh, boy.
So Pierre, Jeff Molson said that the only thing that he's willing to do is that he wants a winning team. So my question to Mr. Molson is, there are a lot of huge contracts on the current roster. If it's required, are you willing to eat up some of them?
The answer to that question will come when a new general manager has been selected. And this person has a chance to evaluate what we have and determine what we need in the future. But we will do anything that is required.
So we will do anything that is required to win. So, Reggie, does that mean that on June 15th, Scott Gomez is getting sent down to, or next season, sorry, I should say, Scott Gomez is getting sent down to Hamilton, or is he getting bought out? What do you read out of that comment?
Well, in a perfect world where I come from, and I think we all come from that same world, the people hosting this show, he will eat up Scott Gomez's contract and move on. Now, does he have the testicular fortitude to do that? That's another question.
But how could he come out? It's a follow-up question, but I'll ask it to George. How could he come out here and say that he's willing to do anything to win and then not do anything about Scott Gomez?
Well, you know what? Let's give the man the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he's waiting for the new GM to make that decision. Notice how he only fired Pierre Gauthier and didn't fire everybody else, like I've been saying. Maybe he wants the new general manager to come in, evaluate what he has, and then take out the trash.
Yeah, well, you know what, Mr. Lapis? He should have taken out that trash a long time ago. And because he didn't take out that trash a long time ago, now we're seeing the result. And that's the stench that's been piling up, going up our nose as fans, okay? That's what happens.
And I'm sort of hoping whether it'll be Jeff Molson or the new general manager, there's two things that they want him to do. I don't want him to buy out Scott Gomez. I want him to send him down to Hamilton and then hope that Scott Gomez doesn't report to them so that that's going to need to pay him. And the second thing that I would like him to do is buy out Thomas Cabrelle. The reason why I'm saying to buy out Thomas Cabrelle is the cap hit on the buyout will be very small. It's a bit less than $1.5 million over the next four seasons. So I think that's affordable for the Montreal Canadiens. Okay. So let's take – we just have a couple of minutes, and I want us to each come up with a prediction or maybe one or two names of the people we want to be the next – the general manager of the Montreal Canadiens. Lapis, you're off. So you're suspended for the last 2 weeks. Let's try to make things right and let you go first. Throw us out a couple of names of who do you think should be or will be the next general manager of the Montreal Canadiens.
All right. I know Erica won't agree with me, but I'll say Pierre Maguire. I mean, this guy knows the NHL inside out. And, yeah, he's interviewed. Some people might knock him because he's interviewed for several GM positions and never got them. But maybe he didn't get the deal he was looking for. Because I know this guy's big on scouting, so he wants to put in a big scouting department and maybe the other teams didn't want. But I think he deserves a chance. Another name, you know, I think Andre Savard really never got a fair chance. I think he was rushed out of here when Bob Gainey became available, and I think he probably deserves a second chance. So those would be my two names that I would consider.
So we still have a few minutes. 1-877-455-4945 is the phone number. And George, going back to the two names that you gave, I'm going to steal a line that I heard on the radio from Pierre LeBrun, so I'm not coming up with it, is there's no salary cap on general managers. So why not hire both those guys?
You mean Pierre Maguire and Andre Savard?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do they work good together? Will their personalities clash? I don't know. If I don't know. But of course, there's the more the merrier. If you could, doesn't matter if you have a top heavy head office or management. As long as they each know their role and they work together as a well-oiled machine to get the job done.
Yep, I agree.
Reg, any names that you want to throw out there? To be the next general manager of the Canadiens?
Well, I'll throw you a curveball, and this is only wishful thinking. I'm surprised that the Montreal Canadiens, from years past, did not even try to go after Scotty Bowman. I mean, this guy has a huge history with us here. Why is it that they didn't make a serious push to go get this guy once he left the Detroit Red Wings? Because, I mean, he left the Red Wings, and everybody thought that it was finished for him. But then, look, he resurfaced with Chicago. I mean, why can't the Montreal Canadiens do everything that Mr. Molson is claiming he's going to do to go get this guy?
Well, he's getting kind of old, Scotty Bowman. I don't know if he has the strength to be a general manager. You know, general manager these days, you have to be on the job pretty much 24/7 for the whole year. So,
okay,
yeah, but you know what? I got a little thing for you. I'm going to take a line from you, Chris. Why don't go after him and his son? Have both of them.
Yeah. No, like, why not? Like George said.
Yeah, the more the merrier.
He said also, like, why not have Bowman as a consultant?
Yeah, exactly.
So that would be a possibility as well. But since we're speaking about consultants, Mr. Molson, will Sir Savard remain with the Canadiens as a consultant once the new general manager is hired?
The plan right now is he's going to help us through this process. But he is somebody that my family has known since the late 60s, and he's very much part of the fabric of this organization and somebody that we see is extremely valuable.
So who knows? He was very vague. So who knows what might happen?
As usual.
And last week, George, while you were gone, me and I spoke about there was a rumor back circling last week that Patrick Kwan may be the next general manager, with him and Bob Hartley the coach. Do you see Patrick Kwa being the next general manager of the Montreal Canadiens?
If that happens, then there's one thing for sure. There will be the focus will be more on what he does rather than what the players do on the ice. So it might be beneficial to the players because there will be less pressure on them. But we don't want this to become a circus either.
Is it already a circus, Mr. Lapis? Because that's kind of too late now.
Yeah, but you don't want to make it an even worse circus than already is.
Oh, okay. With the ringmaster being Chris in front of the parade of clowns and elephants and little bearded people riding little small bikes. That's where we're headed if it continues like that, you know.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna throw in out there some names of. People who I think make from come to the Canadiens. For some reason, I have a feeling that Julien Brisebois will be named the general manager of the Montreal Canadiens, considered an up-and-comer in the NHL. But going back to what I said before, is I don't think he'll be alone. So I don't think Julien Brisebois would be there, and then he might get an assistant or a counselor with Sir Savard. And the name that I know that George won't like, Vinny Damfus, I think, might be in the picture as an assistant general manager or as a consultant to Julien Brisebois.
Not him calling the shots.
No, I doubt that Vinny Damfus will be calling the shots. If he does, I think we'll have a special 2-hour just Happy 60 talking about it. So I think it will be Julien Brisebois as a general manager, Vincent Damfus as a counselor, and Serge Savard will still be in the picture. When Brisebois was with the Canadiens under Bob Gainey, he was doing a lot of the contract negotiations. He was known to be the expert on the salary cap. So I just have a hunch that he'll be back for the Montreal Canadiens. Lapis, do you see the general manager being named soon, or will it be a couple of weeks or during the off season?
I'm thinking he'll be named right after the end of the regular season, so not next week, the week after, I suspect. They do their post for him.
Okay. Reg, what do you think? Will it be done sooner or later?
Well, given the past track record for the Montreal Canadiens and what their GMs have done, I would hope they'll take their sweet time and pick a right GM and then go ahead and pick a right coach, because I mean I don't see why this should be done in a rush. I mean, we're not going anywhere but 15 guys, no? Or is there any lower than that? Oh, wait a second. Yeah, probably. Where are the Columbus Blue Jackets again?
Columbus Blue Jackets are way down.
That was a rhetorical question, Chris. I didn't need your answer.
Canadiens may be catching up to Minnesota Wild, but who knows about it?
Yes, thank you for putting your 2 cents.
And, okay, kept saying it was the last question, but one last question. It seems like Scott Gomez may be ready to play the last two games of the regular season. So if you're doing anything, like Jeff Wilson says, you want to do anything to win, now that Larry Carrière is acting as a general manager until the replacement is found, do you make this guy be a healthy scratch for once? Right, tell him finish the season, you know, the season's done, take a rest, go home and enjoy your career in Hamilton.
I highly doubt that's gonna happen. Randy Cunningworth doesn't have the balls. Well, I mean,
he might make instructions from above.
Yeah, but do you think above has the balls either?
Well, if Jeff Molson said our number one objective is to be a winner, he's the president, he's the owner. He's interim general manager, we could say, with Larry Carrière. Tell your coach, sit the guy out.
Well,
I guess,
you know what?
I guess we'll find out.
We'll find out indeed.
So that being said, Canadiens actually played a couple of hockey games this week. Yeah, they did. They lost 4-1 against the Philadelphia Flyers last Saturday. Peter Budaj was in net on that one. They lost to the Florida Panthers 3-2 in the shootout. And last night, 4-1 losers against the New York Rangers.
Really?
If you take a look at our picks, Reg, you're right. Last week, you got all three games right. You predicted the Canadiens to be losers across the board.
Nice.
Wow.
So congratulations. And we'll let you go first this week to make your picks. Canadiens are playing tonight against the Washington Capitals. And it has been announced that Nicholas Backstrom will be returning to the lineup after missing 40 games. Wednesday night, Canadiens will be hosting the Tampa Bay Lightning at the Bell Center. And Thursday night, the Canadiens will be in Carolina to face Kirk Muller and the Carolina Hurricanes. So, Reg, go first.
Okay, so they're going to lose against Washington. Washington is fighting for a playoff spot. They're going to win against Tampa. And I think they're going to win against Carolina. I have a feeling that Eric Cole is going to want to one-up his old team.
So that's a good week for the Canadiens, 2-1.
Well, yeah, it's about time too, huh?
George, what about you?
Boy, they're going to lose tonight. I think they're going to beat Tampa. I mean, it's the second-to-last game at the Bell Center, and they're going to lose to the Hurricanes.
And I'm going to think the Canadiens are going to lose tonight against the Washington Capitals. They're going to lose Wednesday night against the Tampa Bay Lightning. But then they're going to beat the Carolina Hurricanes. They won't let Kirk Muller win another game against his former team. Well, so that's all the time that we have for this week's podcast. I know we spoke about last week. We said that we were going to talk about the interesting article that was in the Vancouver Province last week. We're going to talk about that next week because I certainly have an opinion, and so does George. And I know he was anxious to talk about it this week. But no worries. We'll be back again next Saturday, 3 p.m. Eastern. Have a good week, George. Have a good week, Reggie. Thanks to Erica for calling us in. Thanks to Have Retweet. Thanks to everybody for listening. And we'll see you next week, 3 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of Habs 360. See everybody.
Go, Habs, go.
And now a 24th Stanley Cup banner will hang from the rafters of the famous Forum in Montreal. The Canadiens win the Stanley Cup.
Et Camilleri est de retour. Et est-ce qu'on pourra lui remettre la rondelle? Oui, Camilleri reçoit à la ligne bleue. Remet à la pointe, attention, le chemin, les coups! Piquet! Souvent vient de créer l'égalité!
What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop. At Metro PCS, you get two free phones with twice as much memory.
Really?
Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to Metro PCS and get two free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch two lines. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.